Welcome to Life Behind the Numbers, a Discovery Life podcast series. I'm your host, Maya Fisher-French, and together with experts from Discovery Life, we are unpacking insights from the latest claim statistics to take a closer look at the kinds of risks we are all up against, and to understand how we can best protect ourselves and our loved ones today and well into the future. Now, having risk protection products as part of your financial portfolio is a very important aspect of financial wellness. And today we're going to focus on insuring yourself in a hard currency like US dollars, because yes, this is actually possible. And to tell us more, I'm joined by Discovery Life Deputy Chief Executive Gareth Friedlander and Head of Market Analytics and R&D Kashmira Kanji. So welcome to both of you. Discovery International has been offering life cover that pays out in US dollars, I think it's called the Dollar Life Plan, for over a decade now. And your claims experience report and the amounts you've paid out under the Dollar Life Plan tells me that more and more people are buying this cover. And I think it's quite interesting to see that people now diversify life cover with offshore options like this. But why would a South African consider buying this plan? Kashmira?
Yes, Maya. I mean, you'll be amazed to hear the growth in the number of claims and people actually considering an offshore plan. But first, I actually want to talk about this global need or the need that people have identified to cover themselves with. So it is common practice, as we know, to diversify investment plans. And it's true, too, for South Africans who wish to hedge against any currency fluctuations or depreciation in their finances. And they would then experience greater returns across all the investments as a result of this diversification. And someone who thinks like this actually understands that by hedging their funds from an investment perspective, they're able to retain the buying power of their wealth. And this is true, too, if you think about it. In the same breath, it should be important for South Africans who are considering life insurance to think about diversifying their life insurance and protecting their wealth in that way. And that's the trend that we're seeing through providing clients with this truly offshore life insurance policy and completely unique offering in the South African market.
So this is actually not just for people with foreign earnings. This can be for anyone. But if clients must pay their premiums in dollars, how does that work? Must they use their allowance? Gareth, maybe you can explain the technical sides to me.
Yeah, sure, Maya. So we've set this up as an authentic offshore life insurance policy. We've got a branch of Discovery Life based and domiciled in Guernsey. You really are using, you know, the exchange control in the background to take the money through the net and genuinely offshore. What's nice is that we've set up all the reporting seamlessly with the Reserve Bank on our side, that South Africans can just buy the policy and we will debit their bank account each month in rands and then take it offshore for them and then report that for them in the background and track all of that with the Reserve Bank. So it's the hassle of offshore investing, using that single discretionary allowance on our side of that million rand a year that you can take offshore is all done in the background. You'll see a policy that is for X amount of dollars, say $100 a month, will then debit the rand equivalent at today's rate. That would be about 1,800 rand a month would be debited, converted into those $100 taken offshore, and it will pay for your $100,000 life cover, which you'll now have in force, for example. So it's genuinely in dollars, but we do debit the rand amounts each month based on the prevailing exchange rate and then using those exchange controls in the background. Clients don't need to bother about that. We do all that reporting seamlessly with the Reserve Bank.
Okay, so that's obviously on the premium side. But now when the payout happens, right, you're a parent, you maybe had this Dollar Life plan, you're in South Africa, but your kids are living abroad. Where are the funds paid out and how does this affect exchange control?
So those funds are, you know, given everything Gareth has described, you know, they're all above board using a single discretionary allowance and funds are then paid out into that offshore account that the client has chosen to be the beneficiary of that policy. So you nominate a beneficiary as you normally would on a life insurance policy and you specify the account details, which is usually in the case of a Dollar Life plan, an offshore account. And something interesting there, Maya, we're talking about US dollars, but this account could really be anywhere in the world. It's not specific to the US. It might be a policy denominated in US dollars, but it could pay in Singapore, it could pay into Australia. So this is really for someone with a global mindset who may or may not have liabilities offshore, who may or may not have family living offshore, or who may actually just want to consider hedging, as I described previously, just hedging their wealth. This policy is for them, and it does pay offshore, as Gareth has described.
I think what's important to realize is you're buying dollar cover. So you'll see on your policy, you can choose the amount of dollars that you want or that you need. Let's say it's $100,000 or $1 million, depending on the client's needs. That will pay out at point of claim in dollars anywhere in the world. Whichever bank account you want to open, you can pay into that. If you want to bring it back, you can do that as well. And that's fine. You know, the beauty is that you've got that hedge and diversification in your risk protection. And I think almost taking it back to who takes this out, I think when you think about life insurance or risk protection, you're covering needs of yourself, your dependents, your loved ones for something that may happen 30, 40, 50 years into the future. You know, in that context, and this isn't only a South African context, this is a global context. The world is increasingly mobile. The globalization index shows how globalization has increased over the years. COVID, I think, accelerated a lot of that new world of work. There's been a number of kind of confluence of trends that have moved the world in this mobile direction. So I think when you take out insurance today for your loved ones, it would be nice, I think, for every person to know that you've diversified what that payout can buy your family at that point in time in the future when someone might be abroad. And even if they aren't abroad, we know that we're impacted every single day here from a cost of living perspective by rand depreciation and currency fluctuation. So it's a really good idea, I think, for every single person to take out a portion of their cover in dollars. And we're starting to see it play out that way. We see that for our clients who take out the dollar life plan, most of them also have a rand-based life policy. They've just chosen to take some cover in dollars and some cover in rands. In fact, if you want percentages, I think it's 60% in rands on average and 40% in dollars on average. But that will change depending on, you know, people's individual circumstances. But you can see how it's being used for pure diversification purposes.
You know, Gareth, obviously one of the reasons people want to take out this dollar cover is because of the depreciation of the rand and where will the rand be in 20 years' time. But then that also impacts the cost of the premium because it's going to be in dollars. So how does that affordability work?
It's a very good question. So there's a couple of pieces to this. Firstly, bear in mind that because this is a dollar policy, the actual increase of your cover that you can select each year will tend to be in dollar inflation terms. And we know that typically dollar inflation is much lower than rand inflation. So you will get naturally that the increases from a dollar perspective are lower on this policy over time than an equivalent rand policy increasing at local inflation. So that helps with affordability and sustainability over a long period of time. But what many South Africans might want is kind of short-term certainty. I don't want to know that each month the debit order is going to be different because of rand dollars, you know, bouncing around. And that's something we've worked hard to solve. And we've created a feature on our dollar plan, which we call an exchange rate protector. And when you select that option, you pay a small additional premium in dollars. And what that does for you is it locks in your rand dollar exchange rate for a period of 3 years and kind of rolls. Every 3 years, you then lock in that rand dollar exchange rate. So let's say you take it out today, the prevailing rate is, call it 18. We actually provide you with a discount to that rate upfront, and you would say lock in 17 or 16 rand to the dollar for the next, you know, the next 3 years. And that gives you real certainty because, you know, you've got a $100 premium, for example, and you've now know that I've locked in, say, 16 rand to the dollar for a 3 year period. I know I'm going to be paying 1600 rand a month. Yes, it then rebases at the end of 3 years and, you know, to what the prevailing exchange rate is then, but it gives you short-term certainty. And then you've got long-term sustainability kind of built through the fact that dollar CPR, according to purchasing power parity theory, will tend to be lower than the equivalent rand CPR over a longer period of time.
Maya, I mean, this is such an important question because you've identified the actual reason that people would be considering a policy like this. So in considering, you know, the fluctuations of your premium, people should also, South Africans should be considering the fluctuations of daily lifestyle choices that they might make. As an example, educating a child abroad would fluctuate on a year-to-year basis, on a month-to-month basis. And how do you cater for something like that? We've designed a specific dollar global education protector to cater for the education costs abroad. Something like accessing medical treatment that might not be based in South Africa or based in South Africa, but possibly sourced from outside of South Africa. That would cause the cost of that medication or those services or that technology to fluctuate quite dramatically. How do you keep up with that? And that is why someone chooses an offshore product, whether it be an investment product or a life insurance policy. So in the same way that you're thinking about, you know, how do I afford this premium? That's what we should be thinking about. How do I afford anything in 20 years' time? How would my family afford anything in 20 years' time? How do I retain buying power of my wealth? And that is such an important question that you've asked, I think.
It's a great point, Cash, on severe illness. You know, when you think about what you're trying to cover when you take out severe illness, I'd argue it's for me to know that if something were to happen to me or my family, I can go and access the absolute best treatment in the world. And that money is not the thing I'm worrying about. You've got a hell of a lot you're dealing with at that point in time. You want to know that you can access the best treatment. And nothing on the South African, and we're not going to talk NHI in this podcast series, but nothing on the South African healthcare system. The point is that globally, the trends are that there's super specialization, there's new breakthrough drugs coming out for cancer that we read about, you know, almost every month. And unfortunately, the reality is that these are based in dollars. These are costed in dollars or in hard currency, you know, and there's no better match to ensuring that you can afford the absolute best treatment in the world for your loved ones than actually having severe illness cover denominated in that hard currency where a lot of that treatment will typically be denominated in. So it's a very, very powerful use of dollar plans is people accessing severe illness cover in dollars, because I'd argue that really meets that need in the kind of most real way.
Whilst you were speaking, I was thinking about disability, the progress made in robotics to get people walking again who were unable to walk. Now, that would be a very good example of needing something like a cover like that, that, you know, you can go and get that technology, literally stick things into your spine to stimulate it. It's quite fascinating, actually.
Absolutely. And I think it's the combination of having a unique South African insurance product that doesn't exist anywhere else in the world. It truly is innovative and keeps up with the needs of someone who might go through a disability or a life-changing illness. And then combining that with the purchasing power of a dollar. And that's what the Dollar Life Plan does. It takes the most comprehensive set of South African life insurance products and places it in a dollar denomination.
Over 70% of the assistive care and devices market in South Africa is imported. And unfortunately, they can be incredibly expensive. Dollar disability cover, perfect match again for exactly what you're referring to.
And talking about matches, Gareth, you know, we've spoken previously in one of the other podcasts about the shared value model. So how does that work in the Dollar Life Plan?
Yeah, so we've retained the model almost in its exact form in the Dollar Life Plan, where we, you know, it works really well. Clients are incentivized to be healthy. They attain those upfront discounts, so you can get those same discounts on your dollar plan. You can earn paybacks of up to 50% of your premiums back throughout the term of your policy, as well as those cash conversions that we referred to in the previous podcast in retirement. The difference is on the dollar plan, your health and wellness is actually now generating real financial benefits in dollars offshore. So you're diversifying your income in retirement, your assets through behavior change in hard currency, which is quite an amazing thing to see. And, you know, it's Cash mentioned the education protector. I know I've got that for my two daughters. It's kind of the first thing I did after adding them onto my medical aid was take out dollar education cover for them. And I now know that if something were to happen to me or my wife, they can study anywhere in the world. But if nothing happens and I get to Diamond each year, I'm actually starting to save through that university funder feature. I can cover their tertiary education at any college internationally through just our health and wellness each year. And we are going to reach Diamond each year for that reason alone, knowing that, you know, it's our daughter's education on the line.
And we were talking about exactly that amazing behavioral sort of science behind getting people motivated. If you do not stay on Diamond, your child may not be able to go to university. Kat, any closing comments you want to make?
I mean, there's so many use cases, Maya. We've just touched on the tip of the iceberg. You know, you're probably thinking about liabilities and children being educated. But in the entrepreneurial spirit of South Africans, we've got so many successful business models that exist outside of South Africa. And the business insurance policies exist in a dollar-denominated policy as well. So there are so many use cases. And I strongly encourage anybody listening to consider diversifying their life insurance, just as I know they've considered diversifying their investment policies.
If I can just add there, I think if I were to close, it would be to say to anyone listening, this is for everyone. Unlike some offshore investments that have quite high thresholds to actually get into them, the minimum policy premium here is $50 a month. So you can access offshore protection for $50 a month. You can lock that in. That's less than 1,000 rand a month for offshore protection. This is for pretty much every client out there and accessible to all of you. So please consider it. Talk to your financial advisor. This is a crucial part of long-term risk financial planning.
Well, and on that note, thank you both of you for joining me today. And we'll definitely be still unpacking more of those claim statistics over the next few series, just to help us understand what it is we need to be protecting ourselves against those risks. So thank you very much. To better understand how comprehensive life insurance cover can not only protect you and your family, but also adapt to suit your ever-changing needs, head over to the Covering What You Care About section on the Discovery Magazine's Smart Money Hub at discovery.co.za. Here you'll find a wealth of resources to strengthen your financial footing in the most protective of ways. You can also visit discovery.co.za for more details on Discovery Life's full range of cover benefits, or chat directly to a Discovery certified financial advisor.